Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Willa Williams with University of Missouri Extension. I'm the Community Engagement Specialist in 4-H Youth Development. You have our reaching out report from myself and several other specialists with University of Missouri Extension. I can go over mine first. I think you've heard with 4-H, and we've been doing the MyPI program. Sounds like pizza, but it's not. MyPI. It's my preparedness initiative. Chief Bauer and I are both certified instructors for this national program that's received a lot of attention from the White House and lots of other agencies. And we are one of the pilot programs in Missouri. Actually, we're the second pilot program. We've received a lot of recognition from University of Missouri and FERTI, which is Fire Rescue Training Institute. For our success so far, we have about 20 students at the Boys and Girls Club, all teenagers, it's teens. So we're preparing them. They're becoming certified teen certs, a community emergency response team. We're probably more than halfway through. We've been going through modules like triage, disaster preparedness, weather-related disasters. Tonight we're going through the CERT operational module, which is not as exciting as the other ones. We did search and rescue last week, so we still have a few more to go with that. The Junior Fire Service Club is also a very successful club that we've been doing on top of that one with Chief Bauer and Forsyth. These kids are doing a really good job. You'll go to the fire department, you'll see their pictures up on the wall, just like the firefighters that you'll see. Chief Bauer got a grant through Mizzou to do a fire suppression training with his volunteers on the 21st, and our youth will be right alongside them working at that fire suppression training on the 21st, getting their certification. The chief and lieutenants are also making sure that the youth are getting the Firefighter 1 training, so when they're 18, they'll be able to be firefighters, not just teen firefighters. So we have a lot of other things I'm doing. We're starting a Rockaway Beach 4-H club. I'll be at the Rockaway Beach City Council tonight talking to them. I also, since I'm the CES, I work with countywide programs. VITA training is about to start, so we're still doing that. And I will start taking appointments after Martin Luther King Day. That's how I always remember it, the Tuesday after Martin Luther King Day. We start taking appointments, and pretty much February, the way I think of it, is when we start doing the taxes, actually. So we'll still be doing taxes here in Taney County at the Forsyth office and Branson OCAC. We'd like to do it in Hollister. We actually have the volunteers to do it, but OTC is full. All their rooms are full. So if we found the place in Hollister, we'd be able to do that. So, yeah, it's exciting stuff. I'll notice with Sandra's report with the consultant, she has some classes coming up in Branson, a QuickBooks training, website training, Google Analytics training. Those have been successful programs for her. Tim Schnockenberg, who is our agronomy field specialist, you know, he usually has a lot of programs coming up in January and February. He's also doing a lot of research now with native warm season grasses. I do want to point out that they currently have over 110 members now in Master Gardener of the Ozarks chapter, which is pretty amazing. I think today they're having a big awards luncheon. So just think about how many people that is volunteering and doing some great stuff in Taney County. Barb continues to work. We continue to do programs together as well. So she's working with the youth and in the senior programs and the food banks. I just last week worked for the first time with NOAA and National Weather Service to help them figure out how they can better. Has anyone gone online to National Weather Service or NOAA to figure out their weather and use some of their modules to see how they predict the weather? So we were talking with them to see, you know, maybe we can help producers and ag producers out in the field also predict when's a good time to go out and cut hay, better predict ways for families to be better prepared for disasters too, and do educational programs. So we're working together with them to have a full day workshop with producers and people in our area to get them better prepared and have NOAA thinking about our ag producers, not just general consumers in our area. Any questions?
These programs like, I was looking here, QuickBooks Online, well, is there a cost to the individual that's going to the program?
You know, I don't know about okay. that. You know, sometimes with a business, they do put a little bit of a cost just because sometimes if there's not a cost, people don't show up with the business programs. But I do know in Taney County that she doesn't charge as much if it's in Greene County. So there's usually a small cost, maybe $10 or $15. So I haven't seen them. I don't know if you've noticed, but I haven't seen them be very exorbitant costs to any of the programs down here. And with 4-H, if we do have a cost or an enrollment cost to anything, we always work really hard to say, you know, if there's a cost, just ask us for a scholarship, and we'll make sure that we scholarship that out. So there's never a hindrance to being a part of 4-H. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Monthly budget report.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning.
I wanted to give you a monthly report. our total expenditures and GCR is $1,530,888.53. The revenues is $1,004,725.46. Our balance as of the end of November is $4,059,319.24. We did have a pretty good sales tax revenue come in of I do apologize. Hold on, just one second.
Total was $8,310,000.
Say that again.
Total was $8,310,000.
And that's the year.
Right, for the year.
You were talking about the monthly budget report.
For the month.
Mm-hmm. What was it for the month?
For the month, it was $569,795.67 for the month.
Is that November?
November.
That was November. Okay.
Correct. And I just wanted to present that to the commission.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks 457239 through 457324. Warrants 7318 through 73213.
No.
Is it 23?
Correct.
It's a line through it on mine. And three journal entries.
What was the warrants
numbers? 7318 through 7323.
I think you had 1 too many 2s.
732. Okay, that markout where they were marking out is
7323.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes, regular session minutes, December 3rd, 4th, and 5th of 2019, and executive session minutes for December 5th, 2019.
Move to approve regular session minutes dated December 3rd, 4th, and 5th, 2019.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for December 5th, 2019.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Amendment to the sewer services and exclusive territorial agreement number 19-096 SD Sewer Department.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
This amendment that's before you today is an amendment to the intergovernmental sewer services agreement between the sewer district, the city of Hollister, and the county as a party to that agreement. That original agreement is from 2010. It's been amended recently, just a very few months ago, to allow the connection of our Turkey Creek project into the Hollister wastewater treatment facility. And this amendment before you today is to allow the Big Bear sewer project to connect into the Hollister system. So it's all pretty straightforward and been reviewed by all legal counsels.
Yeah, I have a letter dated December 4th, 2019 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he's reviewed the above reference amendment, and he approves the amendment as to form.
Do you guys have any questions on it?
No.
I don't.
Move to approve the amendment to the sewer services and exclusive territorial agreement by and between Taney County Regional Sewer District, City of Hollister, and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Notice of Renewal Septic System Services, Borman Septic, LLC, number 19-136.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The contract that the county is currently in with Borman's Septic, LLC, has a provision for a one-year renewal, pending that all of the services stay the same, the cost stays the same, all of the items of the agreement stay the same. Borman's has done a great job for us this year. I haven't had one utterance of a concern or a complaint from any of the participants, and I would recommend that we exercise that option and stay with Borman's for one more year.
I have a letter dated November 26, 2019 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He has reviewed the above reference notice of renewal by and between Borman Septic, LLC and Taney County, and approves the notice as to form.
No questions?
No, I don't.
Move to approve the notice of renewal with Septic Systems Service between Borman Septic, LLC, and Taney County to end in December 9, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.